It's raining in the desert, it's raining up above. Hello, beautiful people of the world. I am in such a good mood today. I'm always in a good mood, but I'm especially in a good mood today. I just happened across the most beautiful of videos of a vintage race that my dear friend Gary over at MotorSpit and I were just rapping about. These great vintage drivers, and I got to see this amazing video I had never seen before and witness Jim Hall's experiments with Active Aero as he went down the straightaway. The little tail flap on his wing dropped, and I was like, oh my goodness, that is so awesome. So I took my headphones off after watching that and realized it was raining and thought, oh, such a beautiful day. I love the rain. And I love the thunder and lightning as it lights up the sky. Oh, what a beautiful day. Welcome to the American Southwest, the wet desert of your mind. It's just a nice little light rain. I told my mother it was raining and she looks at her app and says, there's an 80% chance of raining. I said, well, I hear it on the roof. I'd say there's a 100% chance it's raining right now. I went back and looked at, I was looking for a video to share with Gary of one of my driving in VR series that I did last year. Or it might have been at the beginning of this year, I don't remember. And I went back and watched a few of the videos, and it was so cool to see, even though the video quality's terrible on it, and half the audio on it is, my voice audio is terrible, I still got to see that I captured that excitement of that moment in time. And then that led me on to finding this beautiful Monterey video. So there's another example I've proven to my little ego self through my heart of following that joy in the moment. And I've got so many creative projects in front of me. I have so many different avenues of unleashing this creativity and joy. And for that, I am very, very appreciative. Yeah, I love that I have Anchor to be able to spew off words of creativity and co-creation and synchronization. That really rings my bell. And blows my chime. What to do, what to do, what to do. Well, I know I have a few rap projects that I've got some feedback and finishing up to do. So I will probably tackle those. And then I'm itching to get back in and paint in VR, spray paint in VR. And I'm trying to figure out how I can record that so that I can share it with you guys, because I love the process. And I think it would be fun to talk and paint at the same time. You know, I just realized as I was titling that last wave that I have gotten myself completely on a inverse schedule where I'm waking up right at sunset and going to bed right after sunrise, living my days through the night. The river begins down the street. At first it meanders and you can see all the little buds of flowers and little leaves and other little bubbles floating on top as gravity flows it down the street nonstop. Oh, those are all bubbles. Wow. The whole little water flow going down is covered in bubbles, like the size of a quarter round. You may hear a difference in the sound of the rain. Now you're hearing it off the ground and the tree, as opposed to the aluminum roof above my studio outside, also known as the porch, also known as the alcove. And now I'm beginning to get soaked. The rain is increasing, so I shall go back in. I do need to add a gutter. Man, I need to add a rain gutter up here because the rain overflows off of the roof on big heavy days like this and then flows into my studio space. Of course, everything on the ground can get wet. You know, it's kind of like my thing with the boat. If it can't get wet, it don't need to be on the boat. Turn the light on so I can see outside. Since I'm in night rider mode. Man, talk about an influential car in your childhood. I remember the first commercial I saw back in the 80s, and that car was so futuristic. Oh my gosh. Kit. The first concept of AI in a car. That distorted my concept of a turbo for a long time. Because his turbo boost was definitely not force induction. Ah, so many terms of nomenclature around the automobile. The vehicle. You know, it's funny, over on Motorspit, he and I were talking about the Formula E series, and he made a comment saying that the drivers jumping out of the cars and running to the other car made him look like buffoons. And I saw all these buffoons running around in this beautiful race in 1965. Where they did a Le Mans-style start, and the guys had to all run across the road and then jump in their car, start it up, and take off. Well, they had one big advantage. Back then, they didn't have seatbelts. You know, nobody ran seatbelts in their race cars, which is just insane to think about. But during this race, the flagman is standing out there on the drive, on the straightaway, as the cars are ripping by at 170 miles an hour, with nothing but a few flags in front of him. And you look at that from our point of view today of our safety, 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 and worry, 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 and you think, how is that possible that they could do? But to me, watching those old races and observing the drivers that their namesake lived on beyond them, and the contributions and ideas and creativity they poured into it, and their humble beginnings. You know, like the Chaparral team, Jim Hall's team, when he didn't come back around, they got concerned. And so they jumped in their Volkswagen bus and ran off to go find out what happened to him, because they didn't have radios.
Wow.
And now I can speak into this little radio in my hand. It does a million other things. A billion times a second. Oh, how far we have come in technology. And I like to see how it brings us closer together. How it can become a tool of conscious co-creation and upliftment of others. Upliftment. That's one of my favorite mints. I need to do a series. All of my Aloistic mints. Upliftment. Overwhelmment. Excitement. So many tasty mints in this world. I started a new drawing last night too. My most previous ex-wife's niece had shared a photo on Instagram, and it just captured me, so I saved the photo and grabbed a canvas, and I'm actually drawing on it right now as we speak, because I just love the essence of her expression, and used it as a start for a painting. Or it might end up as just a pencil drawing, I don't know. I play and let it go, so I don't plan out my paintings or my drawings. I don't particularly try to collapse them into any particular reality, because that limits all the possibilities of what can come forward in the creation and the play. Yeah, and see, this is totally stylized. It's not... It's her, because she inspired it, but it's as much me in her, or in the essence of her energy, what it represented to me. And I think it's beautiful, and I love to draw and see beauty. And I love it when things inspire me to see that beauty. You can't even really hear my pencil sound over the... It's blended into the sound of the rain. Oh, it's pretty. Very cool. Very beautiful. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah, that's totally her and not her at the same time. It's her and all her. The feminine. Beautiful. 2 minutes in. You're listening to Allergistic Artist and my rainy day schedule. It's raining beautifully in this day.
Vincent, good morning. I'm just going through all your call-ins. Really cool stuff. Thanks for taking the time to record your thoughts and your stories and your opinions on what I've had to say in the last 24 hours. Really appreciate that. I'm going to put some of them up, the most relevant ones up straight away, and record some waves to get back to you. The others I think I'll keep, and I'll put them in there during the week. I mean, they're all great to listen to, but I don't want to saturate, shall we say. I hope you can understand that point of view, and I'll put them up on the air over the course of the next week. And I'm really glad we connected, man. This is really cool. I like the story about Brad Keselowski as well. He's one of my favourites from a few years ago. I used to support him. I was really pleased when he got the ride in the 2 as well. For some reason, that's one of my favourite cars in the NASCAR series. I can't believe you had a clothing line as well. I mean, I did. I'll talk to you more about that later.
Gary. Gary, you're very welcome. I very much enjoy recalling the motorsports stories, and you've got me excited about doing some motorsports paintings again. I've got a new excitement for the vintage, the early guys, the Jim Halls and the Bruce McLarens of, you know, when there was no rule books per se. It was everybody trying to push the envelope, and you know, we've been writing that envelope for 60 years. And so it's so very interesting and inspiring, and I appreciate that I have the Motorspit channel to spit out all my racing stories, because you've inspired me to tell some new stories that I don't typically have the platform or have thought about in so long, that I'm appreciating that they're coming out. And I'm appreciating more my own personal story with motorsports and how that all ties together. Because one of my goals when I hit reset on life when I turned 31 and had gotten fired from my helmet painting job on Gasoline Alley for not having enough talent, he said, which I can appreciate for what he was wanting me to do. I had too much talent in other space that I was not fulfilling. And so I appreciate that he recognized in me that I needed to be released, because that freed me up to go back to my grandmother's and hit reset and start taking her dialysis 3 times a week and finding my way back to becoming the artist that I was born to be. And during that reset period, there was I found the Automotive Fine Arts Society that had, they went to Pebble Beach each year and showed art there, and they were all these amazing people from different automotive painting and industry backgrounds, and I just thought, well, I'll just paint a bunch of motorsports stuff and get in there. Kind of my little snotty ego at the time was thinking that I could do it just as well, you know, the little 15-year-old in you. And I went through some really humbling experiences, you know, nothing directly related to that, but it made me appreciate the abstract in creation as well, of what what others see when they observe the artwork that I create. And I'm looking for a way to explore the juxtaposition of the two together, taking the motorsports and painting it in an abstract way to where it has the form of the vehicle, but it has the play of the abstract within it. And so that's some new experiments I'm going to play with. I got some neat tools to be able to do some stuff like that. So I feel like it's first day of art class all over again. This is awesome. I'm back in Mr. B's class in a way. Only I brought it into this day. Oh, that reminds me. Through that experience of taking my grandmother to dialysis 3 times a week and sitting for 3.5 hours while she went through the process of her blood being cleaned and processed, gave me a lot of time to think, and it also really taught me patience. And I've realized how much my patience have grown and how much I appreciate the anticipation of something. And that's the excitement that you can find in patience. Sitting in the now without having whatever it is that is, but sitting with the anticipation that it is. Is a most profound experience of patience. And it's so fun. Everything is so fun. Fun. Free, unrestricted knowledge with an N. Oh, I love the rainy nights. I love the rainy nights. Ooh, I like that song. I'm gonna play that.
Hey Vincent, it's Gary. Just checking in with you, my man. Thanks for adding a whole bunch of new call-ins. I really appreciate it. You've got so much awesome insight and so many cool stories. I feel guilty that I haven't been able to get around to publishing them. I've been at the track at Silverstone all day today doing some field work, shall we say, in readiness for next season. I just want to acknowledge your contribution. Like, I totally appreciate it. It is incredible. It is awesome. I love everything about it. And I've listened to a couple of them already talking about Nassau Speed Week. And let's not beat about the bush. Jim Hall not only put aerodynamics on race cars, he put active aerodynamics on race cars immediately. Like, what a man, you know. Ultimate respect from me for that certain character. But anyway, I just wanted to check in with you and say thanks for the calls, man. And they'll be appearing, don't worry.
Gary, my friend, no worries. I got lots and lots of stories. So, you can put them in whenever the moment is right.
Oh, man. It's 6 o'clock. I'm just waking up.
But it's not the AM, it's the PM. Oh, man. Been spending my days dreaming and my nights a living.
Oh. That song I played, I Can't Drive 55.
Reminds me of another story of meeting Sammy Hagar and his son. When I was at Skip Barber Racing School as a mechanic, instructor walked through with a cue ball. And that's what we called blank helmets, cue balls. And my little brother says, "Hey, you gonna get that thing painted?" He says, "I don't know why." He says, "My brother's an artist. He could paint it." He says, "Has he ever painted a helmet before?" "Nah. But that don't matter." And so the instructor says, "Well, maybe after you guys have painted a few, then let me know." So Tommy tells me, "Hey, we can paint helmets." And I was like, you know, Grandpa had a body shop. I watched him paint plenty of times. How hard can it be? So we just started telling everybody we were helmet painters and that we had a helmet painting business. And just kept telling people that until all these students would come in from all over the country. And then this one guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, I heard you guys are helmet painters." And I said, "Well, technically, I've never painted a helmet." He goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, let me show you some of my art." And so I took him in, and hanging above my toolbox was the Jackie Stewart painting. And I said, "I did this with watercolor." And he goes, "You did that with watercolor?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "How much do you want to paint the helmet?" I said, $500. So he wrote us a check, made it out to our helmet painting business name that we didn't have yet, so that we had to go get a DBA, cash the check, buy an air compressor, buy the paint, buy the air gun, and set up a paint booth to paint this guy's helmet. So kind of the moral behind the story is along the lines of that fake it till you make it. We just informed everybody that that's what we did until enough people believed it and somebody paid us and it became true. After that, we ended up painting about 50 helmets. And we were making a lot more money painting helmets, but we couldn't quit the racing school because that's where we were getting all our helmet painting from. And during the same time, Sammy Hagar's son, Aaron Hagar, also painted helmets. And we ended up meeting him and hanging out at the track for a while. And so, just another interesting story of my days at Monterey Laguna Seca. Oh, man. The more I think about it, the more interesting things that happened during that period of time. So, thank you, Gary, for dragging these racing stories out of me and reminding me of my past. It's been a gas, for sure. When two cats meet eye to eye, they do not always see the same. Aya and Smokey are quite at odds with one another. Poor kitties. Beautiful sunset right now. Thank you. always fascinated the sounds that come out of this little instrument. This little tool, this little toy. I know there's many ways that others have played it in the times past. And my brain does not have those patterns in it just yet. I love how you can hear the heartbeat through the voice of the harmonica. First time I played harmonica on Anchor, it was actually really one of the first times I'd really played with this harmonica for any extended period of time. And in my ear, I can hear the difference of my awareness of this little toy. Aya, did you run that kitty off? Huh? Did you say this is my porch? Is that what you were saying? Huh, Aya? 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 Oh, Aya? 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 I love not knowing what I know, and knowing that I don't know as much as I don't think I know. When it comes to this little tool with its many little chambers to blow through, it's got four little sections on the back, which I'm assuming have to do with vibrational frequencies. Broken up in four, so that means that would be twice that, so and half the time stop playing because it goes wah, wah, wah. some friends that can absolutely make this little tool sing. So, if that's broken into four, each of those fours are broken into how many? That goes to about there, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. So that's 8. So is it each individual one with two overlapping? Curious little machine. Part of me wants to take it apart, but I shouldn't. So this is an A, whatever that means. So if anyone out there with a greater awareness of harmonica-ness cares to call in and share some tips with me, I would muchly appreciate it if you happen to listen to this little child within playing with this most beautiful of instruments. Mosquito, you bite me, little ladies, little lady. Ow. I sit out here at night and observe the mosquitoes as they feed. Continuing that cycle, I can feel them pulling my point of awareness to the little point on my body. And then they leave me with a little love note of itching desire. Man, that one is eaten. You must have some babies to beat. I used to sit on my porch and cuss the mosquitoes and be upset with them. And complain of the itchy bites. But now I delight in the part of the food cycle I am. But I can provide them with the nourishment they need for their little life cycles. I mean, that little tiny bit of blood they're taking ain't gonna bother me much. Their little itch will go away. What does a mosquito sound like on a harmonica? Little ladies, did you get enough? Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye. Observations to the self. I sit here observing my current state of waking right for the sunset. Seeing the beautiful light as it transitions, sleeping through the hottest of the day, and observing the night. I go through different cycles of time, in cycles of now, where my days get completely flip-flopped. My hours get shifted from this to that spot. I think I shall go for a bike ride because I see many little humans walking around, observing the town. The little Encantada Park, where I lay my head down. And currently create my art. It's a fascination about this particular location. When you Google Las Cruces, the center of town is in the corner of this park. I had some friends that once lived in that trailer that is no longer there. It took with it, in that fire, most of my art supplies and my original opaque projector that my brother had bought for me, that I used to paint the Michael Schumacher painting. So much energy and chaos was in that house. So in a way it was fitting that it burnt to the ground. That from those ashes anew grew and life's changed. Smokey the cat, you hear me refer to often, came to us from that household. That was the second time I rescued that little cat. First time was helping Fred get it when he had to move out of his other house that was also full of chaos. I hope he's finally learned that no matter where you go, there you are. And if you see and observe and experience chaos, look in the mirror, you'll find the source. And now I'm getting chewed to bits by the little ladies of the night. The little mosquitoes are out in full force and I've finished my feeding duties. So I'm gonna go ride a bike. Go exercise in my morning night. I think I love juxtapositions that seem contradictive. Or shall I say yin-yang in nature? Living my morning, evening, sunset, daytime. And then add on top of that, the love of my life, Sylvia, aka Unity Eagle, is in the Netherlands, so the time is distorted more through there. So I've noticed that the voice dictation cannot tell the difference between yin and yang from my articulation. So I must learn to enunciate so the machines can understand. Let's take a little ride. The light is beautiful. It's that perfect time when all the light reflects off the clouds and you get this rose gold tint to the world. Oh, contrast against the magnificent blue. New Mexico skies. Oh my. This is why I live here. I have to get outside and observe it every day so I can remind myself of, I pinch myself, how beautiful this place is. And the funny thing is, you talk to many of the locals that grew up here and they're just numb to it. So, Georgie D, heard you out riding your bicycle machine, and I thought I would also record some audio from the bike. Well, actually, it's the trike. It's a tricycle tops. Part bicycle, part dinosaur. I found Sylvia's lighter again. It popped. From her world to mine. How divine. Oh, the sky. The breeze through my hair. It's such a beautiful night. Such a beautiful sight. Good evening. A shy smile and a wave. Oh, there's the puppies. They're gonna wanna run with me. Oh, hello, the puppies. Yeah, there's the puppies. There he is. Oh, yeah. I hear you, baby. Oh, man, there's so many sticker plants in bloom right now. I remember one time I walked across one of these plots in my bare feet to get a brick that was sitting there, and the plot was covered in goat heads, and I was able to walk completely across it and walk back carrying that brick and appreciate the intense pain that was flowing through my feet at the same time. That was like walking on coals, which I've never done. But I can imagine now how. Ah, what a beautiful night. The heaven sight. The clouds are just draping the mountains right now. Ah. So beautiful. The Oregon Mountains shoot up from a base of about 6,000 to over 9,000 feet, piercing the clouds, peeking from behind. Earlier today, I was listening to Gary over on Motorspit, the number one sports station here on Anchor. Hello, kitty. Beautiful black cat walking by. And as I was watching his station and hearing him at the racetrack at Silverstone sharing his experience, a truck and trailer drives through the park dragging a race car. And I thought, well, looky there. Racing has come right to my neighborhood. And I'd seen this vehicle, the truck anyway, a few times. It had some graphics on it. And I thought, you know, I should probably talk to these people and share some of my knowledge with them about my graphics and see if they need any help doing vehicle wraps or anything like that. And then I see a race car drag in. I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta go check this car out. Kitty cat chasing a bird. Oh no, kitty cat chasing another cat. Chasing a bird. Hello, kitties. Oh my goodness. Oh, these plants, they look so pretty and so benign. But they're like organic landmines. They've got these tall spires. Wow, I can hear that dove fly by. There are these tall spires that peek up into the sky that just are soft and fluffy and so pretty. And then when they dry, they turn into these really intense thorns. And that's how they move around. They get caught in things and get moved to another place. Imagine a lot of animals. Oh, kitty. All the kitty cats are out tonight. Or at least they're observing me, observing them. All the flowers and the plants around this place are so unique. It's one of the things I love about different places around the world, or the energy grows different natives. Like here, everything's very solar efficient because there's such an intense sun. The plants that do the best are the ones that have a good way of dealing with that. And with typically our low water, this is the first summer in quite a few years that we've had our full monsoon season. I spy the race car. Haha. What number is it? Is that a 37? 31? Oh, that's little. It's a 37. Black bodywork, lime green numbers. That's like a little late model. How's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Go a little.
Look at this. Look how much taller I am than this.
You'll fit. Your legs might be scrunched a little bit.
Oh, I'd say definitely.
But it's a lot longer than hers is.
Yeah, it has a lot more room than mine has.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Now put your steering wheel back on.
Oh, my God. Oh, if I ever race one of these, I got to add in like an extra foot, at least.
Well, see, I'm going to have to move it because my belly is not going to fit between the steering wheel and the...
Yeah, always an important thing.
If your throttle was to break or whatever, and that's just a lot quicker, and you break with your left leg. And then see, this one's what I'm saying, badass. It's got that blue knob over there.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn that knob, and then it'll shut off all the brakes to where they don't work except this left front one.
Really?
That way it'll lock it up and send you sideways.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Like a, it just brake by assault of the front left?
Yeah, it bypasses the other three.
Yeah, I'm on top of it with the helmet right here. I'd be not able to move my head. Turn left!
Actually, you turn right.
Yeah.
You really do it and you're sideways.
Yeah, I know.
So if you turn left, you're going...
You're vectoring left, you're turning right.
I made a joke last night.
Uh-oh.
While they were racing, I was sitting with my brother and our friend. And I started yelling, I was like, turn left! Turn left! No, turn left! And everyone was laughing because I thought it was funny because everyone's, you know, turning left on the track.
Yeah.
And this guy's just like... But he was getting so mad. He's just like, no, you have to turn left and then turn right. And then you have to turn left. I was like, it was a joke. He's like, oh, I know. I was just messing with you.
I get too serious.
Oh, and apparently he got invited to drive Dick Wilby's sprint car because Dick Wilby's retiring in 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, oh, really? Oh, fuck. It came up a lot easier to put on. That's what beards are for.
Oh, don't dent it.
Jeez.
This is the part I
want to
see.
Yeah, this is the best part right here.
That's the hardest part, is getting out.
There's a bar right by your shoulder, so you can grab.
All right, well, I'm a little too tall for that bar. Okay. Woo! Oh, that's uncomfortable. How are you supposed to get out if your car catches on fire?
Wait till you're like all strapped in.
Oh, fuck, your car was on fire.
If your car was on fire, you'd go through that little hole right there.
Oh, that one. Cool. Man, that's... Yeah, I need to...
They're not comfortable.
Oh, I'm sure they're fun. Morgan Blake, I'm actually getting excited about it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it didn't scare her last night?
Hell no.
The lightning scared her.
Samada, Morgan's convincing Samada when she rides, because you can do the passenger. Because Morgan wants to ride passenger with you, but then when she actually starts racing, she wants to put Samada in the passenger seat.
Well, I'll do this. Well, like I said, this week we're going to take the other car back to shop and redo the motor again. And then when we get the motor done, if it's running right, I'll pull this seat out and go ahead and throw it in there. And it'll be there.
Apparently I have a huge oil leak in my truck. I don't know how much your car was dumped in oil, but I have no oil in the new
Dodge.
I went to check, I was like, oh. But it's like, I have oil dripping from my oil pan, from the bell housing, and from my actual tranny pan. I mean, it's oil, it's not tranny fluid, but like the
rear main cell.
That's what it seems like, or it's an oil pan gasket, which... I hope will be it, but probably will not be it.
Well, see, and I think Arius is going to be the rear main.
Well, at that point with that truck, I'm not going to mess with that. I'm going to pay someone to do it. Because that's a really large motor.
Yeah, it's...
And an insanely large transmission. And my drive shaft is like that long, or that wide. It's freaking nuts.
Well, see, that's another nice thing about the race truck. I'll go pull the hood off.
Yeah, there's just like nothing
there's
there.
There's 5 volts. Two motor mounts and it's out.
Yeah.
When we pulled that 305, whenever it didn't run right, because we pulled it Saturday morning and put the other one in it, and Saturday afternoon had it running.
Yeah, did a complete motor swap.
Yeah, well, you know what?
No, she just didn't think it would go that fast. It's like, well, there's not anything hooked up to them. That's not like a regular car or pickup that's got all that crap. I was going to say, so that one's leaking something.
Are you sure?
Should drive by now, I would think.
That one's leaking too. Not as bad. Like very slowly. As soon as
Why
I need
it. Look like it's real slow.
Yeah, that kind of looks like a big leak.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, you guys, okay?
He parked over a puddle.
Yeah. No other puddles anywhere.
It's water?
It's water. Guys, it's water. It's water.
Saved by condensation.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's a little bit scary there.
Water or antifreeze?
Tell her it's water because antifreeze would be sticky.
Yes, antifreeze would be sticky. I didn't
Want
know.
Some
dog
spray?
Heck no. Bye, Tyler.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you leaving?
Again.
Okay, bye.
My name is Vincent.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
Melissa? Nice,
nice
to meet you.
I'm Kim.
Kim?
Daniel.
Daniel? I've seen your truck in here for a while. I actually design vehicle wraps for clients around the country. I've been doing it for like 10 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, I wonder if you guys do any vehicle wraps.
We do.
But I also do, I got a huge racing background from California. Used to work at Skip Barber Racing School back in the day. Back when Skip Barber was still a thing. I just heard that it stopped this year. Financial troubles.
Oh, wow.
That's a bummer. But yeah, man, I love these old dirt cars. Nothing like going sideways on the track.
Well, see, this one's going to be pretty... Do you have your phone? It's going to be fairly plain.
Uh-huh.
Because we have another one that she races, or just started racing. And this one we're going to do just the opposite. Like hers now is white with purple.
Oh, okay.
So this one's going to be purple.
Purple
with white.
Purple with white, nice.
Now we need to figure out what colors we're going to do.
I know.
probably Chrome.
We'll sponsor you, but we're not wrapping it.
He's like, what the hell?
I'll just spray paint it.
Have you seen Scrome? Scrome?
Scrome?
I'm not going to do Scrome, okay?
Do the gold.
Scrome.
You know, we're going to have to come up with new colors. Because I was looking last night, and that one Sprint, what? The orange and green one. Dick will be gone.
Oh, the blue.
What is it, orange and blue? Yeah. Oh, dude, it looks so cool, and it, like, pops, and it stands out. And I was looking, I was actually paying a lot of attention to the designs of all the cars and, like, how they look. And, like, when you were out there, I mean, damn, you were last place, but you looked bomb, all right. You looked great. You were just, like, you're going 15 and 30 right there, just out. Like...
But the car looked good.
The car looked good. It didn't matter.
It was
style point.
Exactly. That's what it was. It didn't matter. Well, but now I don't know what to do for that one either.
Well, seeing the reason I saw one a couple weeks ago, the white and red one. Yeah. It was white with just red.
Yeah.
And it was simple.
Uh-huh.
But it was very good looking out there. Compared to, see, because to me, all the ones that do the wraps now,
mm-hmm.
all kind of have the same stripes in the wraps.
Yeah, they're like that, all colors, that kind of design and whatnot. Yeah, yeah,
they're all
like
real similar.
It's like they all use the same graphics kit.
Yeah. Well, they do. That comes from.
If you guys do white and purple, you might just do black and purple. If it doesn't look too similar.
It won't. We're family.
Yeah. I mean,
and we'll just be the black team, you'll be the white team.
You can do what color is the car now?
Black.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Just action.
You go with black and purple to a lighter purple.
That's what I was thinking.
That way it'll stand out.
Yeah.
Down.
Or do a couple of sheets
black,
of purple.
Like it black, so.
Do what?
She said that we should just keep this in black, but I don't like it black. So.
No. Oh.
There's too many black ones.
Yeah, there were a lot of black ones. I think the white. I don't know, we may not do black. I was thinking, kind of like you said, maybe like a gold or something. Something different.
White shows
paint,
all
the paint
oil
the chassis gold and all the bodywork purple.
Mm.
Yeah, you can too, Tony.
I've always loved colored chassis.
That two-tone wrap bow.
Oh, the blue and black?
Oh, yeah. The purple and green one has always been my favorite. Where purple one side, then it turns to green.
Oh, the holographic.
The color shift.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can't afford the full tree because it costs us.
You've lost it.
Oh, I'd pay for the wrap.
Our cost.
Just run reflective on the whole thing.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That'd be cool. Oh, I was thinking.
You could do reflective numbers.
See,
would
we could
be
do
cool.
the chromed purple.
Oh, that's pretty.
Man, that would look so good. That would look really good.
If you did also with a key color outline to make that purple pop, because a lot of times the purple and the black are going to be almost the same value, so you need like a value break between the two to make it pop some more.
They even misspelled it. Look at that.
They misspelled it?
Unless you're Sander.
Oh. You're a Sander?
I guess so. Shane's a Sander too, isn't he? At his work.
Can you introduce me to the Colonel?
Right. Oh, man. Or like my brother, he just... Because my brother's like a super, super huge guy. And they send him a bill for his insurance and Dallin Bake. He's like, oh my gosh, I would have said this to everybody.
Alright guys, I'm headed in.
Me too. I'm probably going to get in trouble. Can you help me with the kids? Got it. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just going to tell you, I have a iRacing with a virtual reality headset. And a driving rig, so if you ever want to see what it's like to drive one of those in VR,
cool.
I'm over at 1228, right on the main strip on the left.
Right.
You'll see my bike out there. See you around.
Yeah.
Danny. How interesting. And there's another example of following intuition on timing. I almost took off, or my first thing was, there's a race car, go follow it. And then I thought, no, gotta wait for the right timing. And so I kicked back, relaxed, and allowed the timing to be just perfect so that I showed up in exactly the moment that he was climbing into the car. Wow. That I could not have planned had I tried to plan. So thank you, universe, for providing that wonderful synchronistic moment. Oh, the sky is so beautiful. Whoa, looks like the wind blew the paper all over the place. Bum, 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 bum. Riding a bicycle. There we go. Now the park's a little cleaner. And I've got some paper to do paper mache if I wish. Oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I might go do some driving now. Some VR driving. Ah, that example right there of rolling up in exactly the right moment has been proven to myself many a times now. It was one of the beauties and benefits of giving up hurry and worry. By giving up hurry in my life, I allowed the synchronicity of the timing to line up. Giving up worry stopped using my imagination to create things I didn't want and allowed more beautiful scenarios to come out of it. Derp. That's funny. Jeep upside down spells derp. So I guess if you find that upside down, then you would read Jeep. That's funny. Wow. I'm just riding up on our house right now. And this street light that they put outside, I remember when they first put it, I was kind of annoyed because I really liked the dark area. But now it reminds me of this painting I did in Porterville up on top of the hill. We used to call it Snob Hill. And now I see that in this space, and I totally am going to paint this. The sky gradient from a peachy orange through a transition of almost to a whitish into the deepest, darkest blue at the top, with the orange old school style light where they're kicking a giant arc off, casting this orange light down onto the bird of paradise that is as tall as the house. And the Palo Verde that died in the storm was cut down and now is as tall as it was when we first arrived. Lived on from underground. And I realized the desert has this beautiful way of coming back. During that storm, so many plants died, and all the people were all sad for their plants. And then, guess what? They all came back. At least the native ones. A lot of the palm trees and other things that have been implanted here did not quite live on. But how cool is that, that I got to meet some racing people right here, that they build race cars and RVs, and they live here, but their little shop's just down in Anthony, which is where my car disappeared from. Actually, it's a little further south than that. My little BMW E30 with the Eibach racing screens, springs, and my chipped engine, so I had better power curve while still maintaining somewhat of a gas mileage range. Oh, I see a new car coming into my future soon. I can feel it. I start getting excited about cars, and it's been a long time since I've had one. It was a long time before I had that last one. But I enjoy that anticipation and that contrast of not having and having. So, thank you for listening to the Aloistic Artist, right here on anchor.fm.